Suzette really led into my sermon this morning and what I felt of God for not for just for this morning, but for this year. And I felt really challenged by the Lord last year. And then last year, you know, using on this beautiful area is amazing. And but I don't know about you, but like last year was a tough year in my life and in my family's life, and also in the life of Liberty on different levels. And some people say, you know, like you hear people that you write on Facebook, oh, I just couldn't wait to see the back end of that year. And personally, I never liked that statement ever. You know, it's because it gives this connotation of that, like, some people say, ah, look, if it's meant to be, it won't pass your boy and all that. And I don't go for a load of that stuff because, like, I don't believe it. I don't believe, like, these things just float around and if they land on you, because bad stuff can land on you and stuff that's not even supposed to be yours can land on you. I'm like, no, I think as men and women of God and the people of God that we have to be people of faith and we have to be people of believing God for something and we have to be people that, like, no, look, I am praying in. I am believing for certain things to come into my world as opposed to I'm just going through life and whatever wants to hit me. Because we have an enemy, don't forget. We have someone who is the devil, who hates Christians and hates anything to do that is a representation of Christ Jesus. And it's like, so if we're just going, oh yeah, whatever may be, well, I know if I was your enemy, I'd be slapping you up around the head every single week and you'd be just accepting it. Ah, oh, what is to be is to be. I'm like, don't, I'm like honestly, like, and I'm not saying live in denial or anything like that. Like, when I'm sick, and I don't get sick that often, but when I'm sick, I'm a baby. I just go to bed and want to be nursed. And I'm a great patient, believe me. I'm a moaner and I like all this stuff. But like, even if I'm sick, I never just go, oh, this is it. I pray against it, whatever. Even if it's all there, I just have this sense. I mean, just don't accept anything that comes your way. Because every old slap and every old thing will just accept all of this stuff. And Suzette led into that brilliantly. Life is still life, don't get me wrong. And life will still beat you up at times, but it doesn't mean it beats up who we are in God or who God is in our life. And this is a scripture that I read, Hebrews 11, and it says this, it's verse 7. It's called the Hall of Faith, and the people that done things in the kingdom and believed God for certain things that he said happened, and he puts them in there. And having said all that, this Hall of Faith is not finished. It still goes on to this day. But it says this about Noah. It says, by faith, Noah, when warned about the things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By faith, Noah. And you read all through chapter 11, and it's all this by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Believing in God, hearing God and believing in God. Not only hearing God and believing God, but putting action to our faith. So it's like this step of Noah hears from God. He doesn't only hear from God and go, that was great, but there was an enactment to come out of that, an action point, which was to build an ark. Now it took Noah, before this, there was never any rains and there was never any floods as we would know them today. It had never been. It says the water was held up in the canopies of the sky and the waters were in the deep of the earth. And so when he was told that there's going to be a flood, he didn't know what a flood necessarily was. He didn't know what rains were. So he was believing in things he'd never even seen. But because God said it, by faith, he believed this. He believed, no, God said it and I am going to believe it. And you know what? I don't know about you, but people that stand in faith can be very annoying at times. Because we say, you're not in the real world, we're not in this, you know, you're annoying. And but Noah's, like, imagine all the people that was coming to Noah, what are you building an ark for? What? I don't really know, but judgment is coming. God told me, and he told me to get ready. Because the outcome of faith and the outcome of faith actions is always a blessing to other people, because Noah was going to save his family. Little did he know he was going to save the whole human race. But that was the outcome of his faith. And I just felt this year for us, and for you and for me, and for us corporately, it's like, what are we bringing to the table in faith? What are we believing God for this year? What are you believing God for this year? What are we believing God for this year? You know, the four cups and the four I wills that we've been preaching over the last couple of months. It's like, you know, like, here's a little thing. Take out your iPad or your phone or take out a pen. I want you to write some stuff down just if God drops stuff into your heart, yeah? So, like, the first I will is God says, I will rescue people. Who this year am I going to believe in faith that God will rescue? Just if a name comes to your heart or your mind as I'm saying this, write it down, because that's who I believe God will want you to stand. Who in faith am I going to stand and go, he's coming or she's coming to Jesus this year, and I'm going to stand in faith and believe that that person's going to come. I'm going to put an action to what I believe, that God wants to save people, and I'm going to agree with God, and that name that comes to my heart right now, now that mightn't necessarily be a loved one, that could be a movie star. That could be a politician that will drop into your hearts right now. And God is like, I will rescue, so I'm going to believe that God will rescue. God says, I will deliver, which means bringing healing, bringing deliverance from things that belongs to our old life and whatever. What are you going to believe for God? What are you going to believe God for this year? Or am I just going to go through this year and if it happens, it happens? Or am I going to be someone, by faith, Noel believed that God would heal his broken heart, or God would heal that disappointment. By faith he believed, because it's by faith you receive. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to receive things without faith. And then I will redeem you. I will set you back into your original purpose. I'm going to believe God this year that I'm going to start functioning in my gifts and my talents that he's given me this year. And write it down. Write it down. I'd love us to go home and write it on a Christmas card and put it in with our decorations, yeah? And then next year, when we take out our decorations, your card will be there. This year, I believe God for A, B, C, D, and E. Look what God has done. And I will believe God this year. Not only I will discover my gifts and talents, but I'll also believe that I'm going to serve him this year out of that place. By faith, by believing God, by putting an action to it, Noah's seen a breakthrough. And listen to this about Jesus. It says that in Matthew, when Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. And coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue. And they were amazed. Where did this man get the wisdom and these miraculous powers, they asked? Isn't this Joseph's son, the carpenter's son? Isn't this Mary's son? Aren't his brothers, sisters, brothers here, James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where did this man get these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own home. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. They reduced Jesus, the king, the Messiah, to just being another son of Joseph and Mary. And they took offense at the things he said. And because of their lack of faith, they didn't see what Capernaum seen just a couple of days later. People raised from the dead. They brought out all their sick in Capernaum. And because they believed who Jesus was, and because they put their faith in Jesus, they seen the miracles. And I don't know about you, but when I read this stuff, I have to confront my own lack of faith. I have to confront of, am I reducing Jesus down to some psychologist or some guru or some good teacher or some good prophet? Or am I believing that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and he can do absolutely anything? That's why testimonies are so amazing, because your testimony builds up my faith. And how do you build up your faith? You get around people of faith. The last thing you need if you're going through something is someone who will pity you. It might feel good for a few minutes, but it will not build your faith up. It will not get you to see what you need to see. You need someone to be annoying in your ear going, come on, keep believing God. Keep believing that God can turn this around for your good. Keep believing that he will show his glory in this. You need people around that. Even at times when you're down, it's like at times, like, just get away from me. But when you stick around these type of people, you feel yourself being charged. Now, I need to seek God. I need to go into that room on my own. I need to get my faith built up. I need to get into the word. I need to listen to podcasts that was going to build me up in my faith. Because when you have no faith, you don't see what you need to see. And here's another scripture, Luke chapter 5, and we all know this story. One day Jesus was teaching and the Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They'd come from every village, Galilee, from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Now, these men heard Jesus is in the place. They honored who Jesus was by this action, a faith action. If we get this paralytic before Jesus, he will be healed. Their faith was not lacking in any way. And somebody, when they got to this place of, oh, there's a big crowd there. No, Jesus in there, but there's a big crowd. One of them had to say, look, there's a roof. We'll go through the roof. One of them had to say, one of them had to make that decision that we so much trust in who Jesus is that if we can just get him before Jesus, and that faith action brought a miracle around. Some people are saying, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't say that. You can't take them actions. You can't do this. I'm not saying we go around breaking people's roofs. I'm talking about the determination and the something that was inside them. I need to get this before Jesus. I need to get this before Jesus. And this is what happened. This is what happened. Through the tiles, in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, son, your sins are forgiven. The Pharisees and all them freaked out. And he said, so that you know the Son of God has authority on earth to forgive sins, here's something for you. He said, pick up your mat and get out and walk. And he picked up his mat and the paralytic was healed. Why? Because he saw their faith. Now, here's the thing with Noah. With Noah, God spoke to him. And if God has spoke to you about something in your life, if he spoke to something about you to believe for, like, he will give you the grace to believe that. So if God says it, and for me, I think that's the easiest one. Not always easy. And faith doesn't make things easier at times, but faith makes things possible. So it's not like everything goes rosy when you start believing. In fact, some things might come against that. But like, if faith mightn't make things easier immediately, but it will make things possible eventually. And don't know where I was there. Shouldn't have heard that one. Yeah, believe in God when he speaks to you. If God has spoken something to you, I want you this year to declare that every day till you see it. I want you to grow in that, because everyone's been given a measure of faith. Everyone's been given something. But faith grows as you exercise faith. Faith grows. It's like a muscle. It's like you exercise that, and that's going to be strong, and that's going to be something else, and you're going to see certain things when you exercise your faith. And if God has spoken to you, no, I believe I'm going to see this. Why? Because God's spoken. And here's the thing. Noah believed year after year after year after year. It just wasn't immediate. Well, I want to tell you something, that if you're believing God for something, you will grow in your faith. You will grow in your relationship. You will grow in your in maturity in God. Because you have your eyes focused. You have your eyes fixed. Now, imagine 100 years went by for poor Noah. And he's like, I'm still believing God. And some of these men and women in the hall of faith, they died without even seeing the promises. Up until their death, they were saying, I'm believing God for this. And even if I die, I'm passing it through to the next generation to see that they will see the promise of God. And I believe God just wants to do something in us this year. He wants to grow us. He wants to mature us. He wants us not to be just waiting for the next thing to happen and then believe God. He wants us to have faith that creates. It creates future. It creates what he's already said. No, it didn't see that. That was in the future, but his belief in what God said created and allowed him to see what was in the future and what was to come. Not just a willy-nilly Christianity that's wimpish, or we just learn about healing when we get sick. We need to be standing in faith for healing when we're not sick. We have to be believing for health and wholeness. And that's a different level altogether. That's not just getting slapped by a sickness. That's like, if it comes at me, I know where to come with this. I know where to bring it. And then there's another place of faith. Is what these men had. Believing who Jesus was. They says, we're getting Jesus to him. And they says, we're believing for your healing, brother. And when Jesus saw their faith, now it wasn't God speaking to them. It was their faith. And I know over church times that we've got that part messed up. When we got the other part, there's many people that said, God said, God said, God said, but God didn't say. Did you ever hear that story of a prayer meeting and everybody was sitting down, and the thing was when someone wanted to pray, the person would stand up and pray, and then they'd sit down during the prayer meeting, and this woman jumps up and she goes, this is what God wants to say. And everyone was waiting. She goes, you're a dirty pack of Egypts, and you are no good, and you have no faith. And she was just laying there on the church, and then she sits down, and someone stands up over this way, and this is what God says, that wasn't me. And there's many people that are saying God says, and God's like, that's not me. It's a great idea, it sounds good, you know what I mean, but it's not me. When God says something, we have to believe it. And people have got that part wrong, but people have also got the other part wrong. Well, I'm going to believe God for A, B, C, and D, and all there is carnal. And all there is, well, I'm going to show how big my faith is because of a better car, a better house than someone. And the church has gone down that route. And it's carnal, and it's fleshly, and it doesn't produce anything because flesh only gives birth to flesh. Only gives birth to flesh. And the church has gone there, and we've done that already. And we blabbed it and grabbed it, and we named it and claimed it, and we've done all them things. And it wasn't to save people. It wasn't to save families, but it was to make me look better and to make my faith look better. So I know that can go astray. But when Jesus saw their faith, when they said, I'm believing God for him, when I'm believing God for this, when he saw that faith, he honored it. We're a miracle. And I believe, and I want to just encourage you and hopefully inspire you today to write down something you're believing God for this year. And write it down, and I'm believing this, Lord, is not only for me, but this is going to benefit others. This is going to advance the kingdom. This is going to bring people into alignment with the purposes of God. If it comes to you now, it comes to you now, because mine didn't. I've 3 days waiting on what I want. I know what God has said to me, and then just the other day, I was sitting with somebody, and the other part dropped in. This is what I'm believing God for. God didn't say to me, I'm believing him for him, and I want to tell you, he will honor that. Did I ever tell you about the time? It was just on some program the other day, but 2 years ago, this program that I was watching, it was like one of those looking back over the year type of thing, and it says, this was the year Ireland was nearly washed away. That was 2 years ago, if you remember, in the summer. We just had a summer of rain. And this big community outreach that we do called the Great Big Day Out. It's always a great big something, isn't it, with Liberty? If there's 2 people going for breakfast, we call it a great big breakfast. Because we're not dressing up for where we're at, we're dressing up for where we're going. That's what we say. And so we've done the great big day out. And in our district, we were it was going on there as well. But it was bucketing down rain for weeks coming up to it. And it was forecast of rain after and on and on and on. So we had this date set. We're like, we're going to do this. And within that week, it wasn't stopping. The forecast was for storms on the Saturday. And I was on one of the radio stations. And before we went on air, the guy was saying to me, so what's coming up now? And I told him about the great big day out. And he says, when is it? I said, Saturday. He says, oh, that's not going to happen. You know it's forecast for storms. And I says, and this was all there. And I says, no, it is going to happen. And he goes, what do you mean it is going to happen? It's forecast for storms. I says, there is. And he says, how do you know it's going to happen? And this fell out of my mouth. It's not going to rain. And he said, why? And I says, because Jesus loves my community and it's going to stop raining. I thought that was the end of it. I didn't think of anything else. I thought I'd never see this man again or whatever. We get on there. He interviews me. And then at the end of it, he says, on the sly, like when he was over there, he looked up BBC Met Office, and which was supposed to be the best in the world. And so I didn't know this until he made a statement on there. Noel, you said you're going to have your outreach and that God is going to cause it to stop raining. And it's due for storms on Saturday. I've just looked at BBC, Met Office, the best in the world, and they said it's going to be a storm on Saturday. And I'm like, couldn't believe he said it to me on air. I'm like, what? So anyway, I said the same statement. And, you know, in my head was like, don't say that in front of everyone that's listening. And I said it. And that was, something happened. It was like these men. That's the only way I can tell you in hindsight. It was like these men. I said, I'm going to get this person to Jesus. And I didn't care what was in my way. Now I was believing that was going to happen. I goes home and Sharon says, what are you after saying? It's you for this. The team came to me and says, no, will we look for an alternative indoor venue? At this stage, I'm like, we're not going anywhere else. It's gone over in that field. And it's not going to rain. Like, this was like, today was Monday, or the whole week it is of people ringing me. But now it was beyond me. It's like, see, this culture and this kingdom that we have been brought into is voice activated. It's like, it's no good faith locked away. Noah wasn't building that ark in his back garden. It was out there for everyone to see. Oh, there's El Noah going for wood again. It's going to rain. And I said it out loud, and I like it activated something in my own spirit. That, like Sharon would say the word rain, I go, no rain. No rain. I wouldn't even listen to a song. I wouldn't look at a weather forecast. I wouldn't listen to the news. I wouldn't have. When Rihanna came on about her umbrella, I'm like, we're not going for umbrellas. We're not doing anything. We are. It's not going to rain. So anyway, I'd wake up in the middle of the night. It'd be on my head. And I'm like, Lord, I know you. God didn't say it. That's my point. It's like God honored it. And God is going to cause you to believe for something this year that he's going to honor that faith. It's not the faith that he speaks, but it's the faith that you speak and say, God, because of who you are, I know you can do this, and I'm going to believe that you will do this year. And so anyway, I wakes up on the morning of the great big day out, lashing out of the heavens. It was like 5:10 in the morning because I was going to the airport to pick a friend up who was helping to sponsor the great big giveaway. He was coming in from Belgium. Anyway, it goes, I looks up to the sky. I remember just leaning on the window ledge, and I was like, Lord, it's going to stop, isn't it? And that was the one bit of doubt I had that morning. And I says, no, it is going to stop. I went down and picked Michael up in the airport from Northern Ireland. When is that outreach on? I says, 12 o'clock. He said, it's due. This is raining. It's due to get worse. I said, Michael, it's going to stop raining. And there we goes down. It was lashing out all the morning, wherever. We were getting all the stuff ready to bring over to the field. It's just crossing the building. And I tell you this, bang on 12 o'clock. The sun opened up over that place. And I didn't know that we set up the whole thing, which takes a while to set up tents. You know what we do up here. And the sun owner and the team told me that when they were going back and forward to the building to get stuff, there was a square just over air patch in the sky that was just beaming down on us. Was anybody there? Doug, you're shaking your head. Anyone else there? Maliki was there. It was, Carol was there. It was just like a square over us where we were. In fact, this is what happened. We all came, typically Irish, we all came away from that day with red noses and red necks from the sun. God honored. Well, Doug, not Doug. He came away looking like a bronze Adonis or something like that. But here's the thing, it's like God honored it. God honored it. God honored it. God will honor your faith. You believe God for something. And here's what the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, faith is actually your shield. Your faith becomes a shield. When you're believing God, you're standing believing for something, it becomes a shield around you that protects you. It protects you from other things that is going on. And here's the thing about faith. It was like you might be believing God for something this year and the rain keeps coming. The rain keeps coming. But here's the shield of faith. Look, I'm not interested in what that's saying. I'm only interested in what God is saying. I'm not interested in the weatherman. I'm not interested in the radio man or the team. I'm not interested. I'm only interested. And it gets you so focused on God, it becomes a shield around you. You might be believing for a young person. You might be believing for a loved one. And they might be going astray here, there, and everywhere. And you're going, no, I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus. I'm fixing my eyes, believing. I'm going to declare. I'm going to do something that God will honor in all of this. And here's what I believe praying for us during this week. That God will give you acts to do. He won't only give you something to believe. He'll start giving you little acts to do. Little things. Little things. Things change when you do what God says. What could be the little things? I know for me, just before Christmas, I've said this to my wife a number of times during September to Christmas. I said, I feel like the most unspiritual man in this world right now, Sharon. It's like I felt just raw and empty. And one day I was in the house and I picked up a little bottle of oil, I have it in my pocket. A little bottle of anointing oil. I don't know where the talk came from. I just anointed everything in my house. I was like, anointing means setting apart for God. I anointed my bed. I anointed my locker. I anointed my television. I anointed my iPad. I anointed the doorpost, the window, anything. Chardon's pillow, my pillow. I said, Lord, everything that comes into my house, I want it to edify me and build me up. I want to set them apart for you. I didn't think of anything. Nothing happened, I just done it. And within weeks of that, I looked back and I go, something switched in my life. Something switched, just like I got switched on again. It's like I got switched on to faith, I got switched on to believe in God. My enthusiasm was higher than it was. The things that were trying to cling on to me, I was able to shake them off quicker. Do you know when you become like that, you just become sticky. Things stick to you. Like, everything is like, it's like, you know, you become a sponge, you soak in not only your own situations, but look, if you have something going on, I'll soak in your stuff and your stuff, and you took offense, I'll take your offense, and all this, before you know it, like, you're over all together. You have to become Teflon. It's like, you know, like a non-stick pan. Like, you can fry all you want in it, but it's not sticking to that thing. And that's what happened. It was like all these things that were bouncing off me, because I just done an act in faith. There's no magic in that. But God might give you something to do. God might give you just a little. No, he will give you something to do. And you don't know what that will kick off in the heavens. And you don't know what that will kick off in your life. Amen. Let's stand.